Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are we running out of gas?
I asked people.
What's going on here? I'm watching ladies fill up gas they're taking supermarket plastic bags and they're filling them up with gasoline and tying them and putting them in their trunk. What is this all about, this nonsense?
You're going to find this surprising. I have no idea what's going on with this situation. So I put out a plea on Twitter, and okay, I said, please, somebody, explain to me this gas situation like a five-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And all that happened was like people back and forth.
Political.
Yeah, it's this guy's fault. No, it's that guy's fault.
All about politics.
I still have no idea. We could run out of gas tomorrow, and I have no idea that's going to happen.
I drove in. Gas stations didn't seem like they were any busier than normal.
I didn't see that. I made sure to look at them as I drove by. Like, hey, do I need to be
concerned?
What's
your gas situation in your car right now? Full?
I filled up the other day. I'm sitting pretty.
I'm not. I think I'm on a quarter tank.
Oh, no.
Do you let it go all the way down to E before you fill up?
No. At about a quarter tank, I fill up.
You never let it get below a quarter tank?
I mean, not never. It happens. But I try at a quarter tank, hit up the gas station.
I always go to zero.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Okay, Mr.
I know. You're asking me why. I don't know why. It's just what I've been taught. You're not supposed to let it get
Mr.
that low.
Mr. Mechanic? Okay, tell me why. Click and clack, why I shouldn't let it go down to
no
E.
Clue.
You don't know?
No clue.
Where did you get that from then?
It's what I've been taught. You're
from
not
who?
Supposed
to. You're passed down from one Riley to the next?
Yeah. And I've heard people say, like, you're not supposed to let the light comes on. That's bad news. Don't let that happen.
But here's why I do that, right? So if I go over to Get-Go, for example, plug for them. They spend money on the station. They spend money on me. So I'm going to treat them nicely and say that's where I get my gas. I go over there. I use my card. All right. Say 15 cents per gallon. Why would I only want to get, you know, a deal on three quarters of a tank? I want a deal on the entire tank of gas. That's why I let it go all the way down to E.
That is when I will let mine run low. When I know I got that Giant Eagle rewards card,
yeah,
and I got a bunch of, like, money off.
I do that all the time, and it freaks my wife out. She gets nervous whenever she's in the car with me that I'm going to be on E and we're going to run out of gas. And I've never had that happen to me. Actually, that's not true. It happened to me one time in my life because my grandfather's gas gauge was broken. So he had to just kind of guess. You know, you get into your 70s, your brain's all scrambled eggs. I mean, it's all over the place. And we were just at an intersection, and we ran out of gas.
So you weren't even the one who did it. You were
no,
just in
I
that
was just,
situation.
Yeah, I just ran out of gas with someone. I've never been the culprit. I've never been to blame.
I mean, that's a lifetime record. You've been driving for a long time.
And I've always, since I was 16 years old and got my license in my first car, I've always let it go right down to E, and then I pump the whole thing up to full, and then I let it run back down to E. Every time.
Have you ever run into a car problem where a mechanic said, hey, like, do you run
no
this? Maybe what I've been
got
told is
no
wrong.
No complaints. Well, that's just like my mom used to tell me that you get a speeding ticket, you get pulled over, not a speeding ticket, you get a traffic violation, a driving violation if you kept the light on in your car. That's not true.
That is definitely not true.
I thought that was illegal. I thought if you had a light on in your car, it was distracting to other drivers, and it was looked at as a... That's what she would tell me.
How long in life before you realized that was not?
I think I learned that like 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I would always, she'd be driving and I'd want to like read a book or something in the car or play a Game Boy. And She must have hated my guts and just said, or didn't want to be bothered by, you know, video game noises and just said, no, you're not allowed to have that light on.
And then
we'll get pulled over. And then my entire 20s, I went by and I said, I can't turn this light on no matter what. Yeah. I actually believe that. Now people are texting in and saying that this gas situation is because a pipeline got compromised. Hacked. A pipeline got hacked.
How's that happen?
I don't know. Hacked pipelines. You think in the next 5 years you'll drive an electric car?
Yes.
What's that do to the gas station industry then?
Well, that's the reason why I don't think we have yet. There's too much money tied up into it, right?
That big gas doesn't want to see the electronic car happen.
Yeah. I mean, we built houses. It was recommended that we put in one of those, like,
ports?
Plugs. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think we did it. We just built.
We didn't either. But it was recommended.
See, that's, I'll tell you why that's a big problem for me. I forget to put my phone on the charger all the time.
Yep.
I'm going to forget to charge my car.
You're going to go to leave and just...
Yeah, exactly. So every night I'm going to have to... Now, wait a minute here. Now, I'm not, again, this isn't my domain, but think about this. Surely you're putting fossil fuels into the, you know, into the air when you drive a car, and that's not good, I guess. But how much energy are you going to use up charging a car?
I've thought the same thing. Like, we're just going to create another problem.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to solve that
one. It seems like you're robbing energy Peter to pay energy Paul. What you're doing there. Is it cleaner? Maybe. I haven't got into the nuts and bolts of that.
There will be problems with that then, too. And people will protest
that. Well, I had somebody tell, and please don't take this as a political commentary, because I know when that happens, people go bananas. I had somebody say to me the other day, well, you know, nuclear is clean. Nuclear energy is clean energy. And I'm hearing this, and I'm not trying to engage in debate with this person about that. Well, I will scream at someone over Najee Harris. I'm not going to debate someone over energy, renewable energy, or fossil fuel energy. And so, yeah, okay, nuclear energy is clean. And I'm like, man, I watched that Chernobyl show on HBO. That did not look clean. Like, I don't even think that area, there are still, I want to say thousands of miles in Russia that are still, like,
uninhabitable.
Uninhabitable, exactly.
I watched a video on this the other day.
Okay.
There's speculation that people won't be able to live there for another 24,000 years.
And I watched HBO seems to, I guess, have the market cornered on this nuclear energy problem. They're just doing shows and documentaries on it nonstop. But remember when that tsunami hit, I think in Japan, and it screwed up a nuclear reactor there? That what they've done is they've just like boxed up and bagged a lot of this nuclear waste that came out of it, and they don't ever think it's going to break down. It's just like in
They're
bags.
Just sitting on bags of nuclear waste?
Just bag after bag after bag after bag of just nuclear waste sitting there.
Well, that doesn't sound super clean.
I know. So, the gas, you got to figure this is going to cause gas prices to go up, though, no?
When
That's
they
why
go down?
You did a good move of... Well, supply and demand. I think gas prices went down last year because fewer people were leaving their house, so we got a deal on gas.
And now we're right back up.
And now they're getting revenge. They're getting one over on us. They're even in the score. But this pipeline thing is interesting. I didn't know a pipeline got hacked.
I'm getting messages now. Russian hackers.
How do they know it's Russia?
Great question.
Who are these Russian hackers?
What
are they anonymous?
I don't know. Probably. I don't think they're saying, hey, it's us.
Well, then how do they know who, if they're not taking credit for it or taking blame for it, how do they know who it is?
Again, I'm like you. I'll yell and scream about not playing Will Craig at first base here. I'm out of my depth.
I thought we were shutting down pipelines of our own volition.
That I do know. That now, was a thing.
So now Russia's shutting down our... So should we be thanking Russia for shutting down our pipelines?
They just sped up the process.
I am so... You're right. You want to talk about... You want to talk about outside my comfort zone. Good Lord. What am I talking about right now? I'm just reacting to watching videos of people legitimately going to gas stations and filling up plastic bags with gas.
I saw a picture. They had like those red gas cans you put like for your lawnmower. Yeah. They had like 20 of them in their trunk filled up. People are doing this.
I know a guy who I thought was intelligent, but then I figured out quickly that there's a fine line between someone that's smart and someone that's insane. I know someone that's done that with water. He has an entire room in his basement that are just drums of water.
What?
Yep. Thinking about water shortages. Yeah. Fresh water problems. He always wants to have a backup plan B.
Well, how long would that last? That's the other part.
I've got no plan B for when gas runs out, for when water runs out. None of that.
When it's our time, it's our time. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not smart enough to fight it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.